This article is entitled Their Field of Dreams, Luther College Makes History, Memories at a Ball Game. The writer is Steve Lundeberg, writer for Oregon State University News and Research Communications in Corvallis, Oregon. On a typical field, it is likely that it would have been a routine fly, in baseball lingo, a can of corn. But in Dyersville, Iowa, the ball, tracked by Luther College center fielder Cullen Stamp in the bottom of the first inning, went into the corn for a home run, landing just out of reach of Stamp, who ended up among the stalks as well. Stamp, a senior from Plymouth, Minnesota, said of the ball hit to left center by Briarcliff University's Cam Reimer, he said, "I had a bead on it, but just as I felt the corn, I kind of held up a little." Welcome to the first college baseball game at the cozy diamond built for the movie Field of Dreams, where dead center is barely 350 feet from home plate, 41 feet shorter than the fence at Luther North's home field. Brian Nickel, the baseball coach at ELCA College in Decorah, Iowa, knew going into that something like Reimer's home one was a distinct possibility, and he was fine with that. "Myself and the Briarcliff coach are on the same page about it," Nickel said a few days before the September 16th exhibition contest, part of each school's fall practice program. He said this game is about the experience. If a few guys hit balls into the corn for home runs, well, that's cool. The pitchers won't be happy, but the hitters will always have that moment. Reimer's four-bagger and the Stamps' catch attempt were two of countless special moments enjoyed by players, coaches, and fans before, during, and after the 15-1 Briarcliff victory. Hall of Famer Tony Oliva, rated one of the best hitters in professional baseball and the former second baseman for the Twins, Minnesota Twins, threw out the first pitch, and in the mystical manner of the movie the ballpark was constructed for, both teams made their entrance from the corn. "It was surreal," Luther's Charlie Rubendahl, a senior from Minneapolis, said. "The next day I really thought I was in the movie." Nickel walked onto the field carrying his six-month-old son Knox and accompanied by a daughter, 7-year-old Wren, and 8-year-old Sloan. "This was bigger than the game itself," the coach said during the 80-mile post-game bus ride back to Decorah. "Baseball is bigger than what we do on the field, and when these guys get together in 50 years and talk about the good old days, today is one of those good old days they'll be talking about." Nickel said the idea for the college game in Dyersville arose more than a year before at Briarcliff, a Catholic university in Sioux City, Iowa. Getting a thumbs up from the Field of Dreams, Briarcliff started looking for an opponent from eastern Iowa, and the Chargers invited the Norse, as college players Nickel and Corby McLaughlin, Briarcliff coach, both competed for Southwest Minnesota State. Field of Dreams, which came out in 1989, is based on W.P. Kinsella's novel Shoeless Joe. Tells the story of an Iowa farmer who feels compelled to seek fulfillment by plowing under part of his corn crop and building a baseball diamond, complete with bleachers and lights. The ball field provides a connection to ghosts from the game's past, including player-turned-doctor Archibald Moonlight Graham, Shoeless Joe Jackson of Chicago Black Sox infamy, and ultimately the farmer's father, who had died while estranged from his son. Since the release of the film, which starred Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones, Burt Lancaster, Ray Liotta, thousands have visited the movie site each year, many to play catch with a loved one, as Costner and Dwyer Brown do in the movie. We're hoping student-athletes from both teams can grab their glove and a ball and get together with their dad, mom, uncle, cousin, whomever, Nickel said before the contest. "There will be a special moment for those players and those loved ones. It's deeper than playing catch. It's about investing in other folks." Following the game, in which Luther's Gavin James and Briarcliff's Drew Peterson also sent home runs into the corn, players did exactly what Nickel had hoped, congregating on the field in a kind of happy Horsehide Chaos. The score doesn't matter, said Luther catcher Gavin Skurr, a sophomore from San Diego who had one of Norse's three hits. It was surreal to experience walking out of the corn with your teammates, seeing everyone else there. It didn't have to be family who could be there. So after the game, I played catch with Coach, and that was pretty fun. The whole game was a highlight, added Stamp, who led off the top of the first with a walk to become the first collegiate base runner at the Field of Dreams. But I feel like the real highlight was after the game, being on the field with my family, having a catch with my dad and brothers.